is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 800-259-9231 as we launch here into the third hour. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features for free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go back, I believe Michael is still with us, listening to WTAR in Norfolk. Michael, are you there, sir?
I think I am.
Okay. You had something that something else you wanted to touch on. I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get that out. So go ahead.
Yeah, I just make this quick because my cell phone's about to die on me here.
Okay,
but I wanted to touch base on this thing about Islam and the historical perspective. And I think you had an earlier caller was mentioning something about a hundred year plan or something like that that was done back in the Crusades. Actually, it was a 1,000-year plan. It was a 1,000-year jihad that was declared upon the West by the Muslim armies during the Crusades. And we are still within that 1,000 years. So that might have been what he was talking about. But I will agree that probably most Muslims don't have a clue about that nowadays. But I will also say that from a historical perspective, any time militant Islam has been in the ascendancy, so to speak, you find this sort of activity. And this is not something new even for us. Back in the 1700s, 1800s, you had John Adams and Thomas Jefferson had to deal with the Barbary pirates that were basically Muslim terrorists of their time.
Waylaying shipping and things like that, and they had to deal with them. But I think that the United States military, being in 130 plus countries, 700 military bases, many of the countries over there supporting a king, for God's sake, which is so contrary to our Constitution, really gives these radical Muslim nut jobs a lot of stuff to talk about that sounds very realistic and true to their constituency.
Well, I would agree with that, and I think I would agree with George Washington that we need to have no foreign entanglements, which I guess.
Hooray for that. I'll
we've definitely
that.
Gone astray from that, haven't we? But
yeah.
I think really that's kind of an excuse, though, because if you study again the origins of Islam and how it was spread, at the time Islam was started, most of the Mediterranean world, probably, well, all the world, all the Mediterranean, the land surrounding the Mediterranean was all, for lack of a better term, westernized or Christian, and within probably 100, 200 years, three-fourths of that land had fallen to Muslim military forces. And Islam really was spread by the sword. So I think this idea that...
You can say that about Christianity at some points as well.
No, you can't. No, you cannot.
Really?
I reject that completely. Christianity has largely been spread by conversion and not by the sword. But the... Muslims.
Jesus said, "I come not to bring peace, but to bring a sword." At one point, and what about the holy wars?
Which holy wars?
The Crusades.
Are you talking about the Crusades?
When knights went to the Holy Land.
Okay, that was actually a defensive war. It was a defensive war because, like I was saying, all that land had been westernized and Christian up until around 600, 700 A.D.
And these things didn't start until hundreds of years after that.
Within a couple hundred years, all of that had fallen militarily.
Dude, if an Indian comes... Wait, man. If an Indian comes to your house and lops your head off because he says, "This here's my land, ugh," and he takes your scalp as a result, is he justified?
What? I don't understand what that has to do with anything.
Somebody who was an American Indian or whatever term you want to describe the people that were here before the white folks done come and take it all from them. This land was theirs first, and you.
That has nothing to do with what we're talking about.
What?
That has absolutely nothing to do with.
Didn't you just?
Doesn't that sound like a fair analogy to you?
No, it doesn't.
Hundreds of years later, some guys come by and say, "Hey, this used to be Christian land. We're going to kill your butt."
Okay. What I'm going to say is that Christianity, I'm sure there are exceptions from this, but as by and large, you never had Christian powers forcing conversions at the edge of a sword. But under
we've
Islam,
had Christians call
has,
this show. We've had Christians call this show and advocate bombing, the
Middle
Eastern
to
countries to glass.
I'm talking about as a whole, the history of Christianity, Christianity has not been spread by the sword. Islam, at least in the early days, was spread mostly by the sword.
And but you're just talking about conquering governments. You're talking about a conquering government of people that are Muslim, and we're talking about conquering governments of nations that are basically Christian. I mean, isn't it all really the same? You're painting one government with a Muslim brush, but you refuse to paint the other government with a Christian brush.
Yeah, isn't the issue here really governments forcing their way on others? And isn't it just pointless to mention what their religion happens to be? Because isn't it just people in search of power? Aren't most Christians peaceful? Aren't most Muslims peaceful?
I don't know about most Muslims. I know that
I can tell you that they are peaceful because they're here among you. If they weren't peaceful,
they'd
be
selling you
Slurpees,
dude.
Okay, if they're so peaceful, then why aren't they speaking out against the terrorism?
They have.
By and large, they do. It's not like they control the media, man. It's not like they can get on there and say that. Every time you talk to one, that's what they'll say.
I've never met a Muslim who's in favor of terrorism.
And to some extent, they probably feel victimized and vilified.
Hey, before you go on, Michael, we're gonna have to move on, and I know your phone's dying, and of course you can always call us any time. We'll talk to you again. But what is a neo-libertarian? You used the term earlier, and I'm just curious as to what you mean when you say that.
I say neo-libertarian. I agree with just about everything that the Libertarian Party stands for. I'm not in. People would say, well, you're in favor of legalized drugs. No, I'm not. But I'm also not in favor of the government trying to protect you from your own stupidity. So
that's an interesting position. So you still support prohibition?
What's that?
So you support prohibition?
No, I don't. I don't support prohibition.
So you're in favor of decriminalized drugs?
I think that you as an adult, semi-intelligent human being should be able to make a lot of decisions for yourself without the government playing your parent.
What decisions should I not be allowed to make? You said a lot of, so which one should I not be allowed?
The one issue that I especially take issue with the Libertarian Party is the issue of abortion.
I think that you're a little confused there. Libertarians on either side of this issue, I don't think that's a liberty issue.
I'm saying the Libertarian Party.
I have no idea what those nut jobs
think. I quit the Libertarian Party. They don't have any principles anymore. That's why I quit the Libertarian Party.
Liberty's liberty and murder's murder, and you decide whether or not you believe that killing of a fetus is murder, and that doesn't have really anything to do with the philosophy of liberty.
As I recall, the old position, though, back from my Libertarian Party days, the old position was that the government should not be funding abortion, nor should it be prohibiting abortion.
Well, it all depends on whether you believe the infant is alive.
How many? And you believe that it is, presumably. So, what would you do to a woman who, in your world, if you prohibited abortion, what would the punishment be?
I haven't thought that one through well enough.
How is
and
it? Okay,
here's another question before you go on: is if you've got two children, one of them is an embryo in a petri dish, a little zygote.
Silly question.
It is a great one.
It's a silly
and
question.
You've got a 7-year-old little girl that you love and you have tucked in for 7 years, and your house is on fire and you can only save one.
Well, first of all, if you have a zygote, it's going to be inside the mother's womb. And
see, that's a silly question.
I understand, man.
That's
you have the option of saving one of these two. Which one are you going to save?
I think that's a false question. It's a straw man.
Mark, you never win with that question.
It's not a straw man, dude. I mean, the fact is, you know as well as I do, that a zygote doesn't have the same validity as a human as the 7-year-old little girl that you've had interactions with and all that stuff.
So basically, you do not consider an embryo to be alive.
I consider it the taking of a human's life. However, I think that people... Wait. I think that the people that support the idea of calling abortion murder are taking it a little too far, because I just don't think it's quite the same thing. And I'm not willing to put somebody in a frickin' electric chair over, this operation.
He didn't say what he was willing to do. He wasn't sure.
There are people that would.
No, that's true. And I think that maybe the appropriate way to do things would be to ostracize people that make a choice about their bodies that you don't agree with. But certainly I agree with Mark. Putting them in a jail cell in some way is not going to solve that problem.
But that's assuming that it's just their body, and it's not just their body. There's another body.
Their body, they could kill themselves, and then that other body isn't going to survive. So that other body is pretty much dependent on what they decide to do. Of course, the next question becomes: should somebody who is pregnant be able to drink alcohol and or smoke cigarettes or smoke marijuana? And if they shouldn't, what kind of punishment should they face for that? Because it won't kill the fetus, but it may affect it. Thank you for the call. We're out of time for you tonight, but don't hesitate to call some other time with your thoughts about anything. 800-259-9231. More Free Talk Live in moments.
Listen up for something free from Ruger. From now until the end of the year, buy any new Ruger bolt-action rifle and receive a free Ruger-branded Carhartt jacket, both made in America. For more information, go to Ruger.com/Carhartt. That's Ruger.com/CARHARTT. Ruger rifles are known for their rugged reliability, handsome style, unique design features, and represent the best value in rifles. Go to Ruger.com and check out a Ruger rifle today.
If you're paying more than $14.95 per month for DSL, you are paying way too much. It's time to make the switch to DSL Extreme, the nation's number one internet service provider. DSL Extreme is fast. And at $14.95 per month, it's cheaper than dial-up. Plus, you get free spam protection, a free modem, and 24-hour-a-day free local tech support with no setup fees.
Certain restrictions apply.
Call 1-866-2-GET-NET. That's 1-866-2-GET-NET. Or go to DSLExtreme.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial in toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got archives, so if you've missed a moment of the show, click and download. They're yours right there on the front page at freetalklive.com.
Now is the time that you and your family need to be armed and trained at levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. And I say that because I'm an American hating effete liberal.
Oh,
Front Sight deserves... What's that?
I said cut it out.
I'm sorry. Front Sight provides just such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. You can secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course today, plus 30-state concealed weapon permit, and get a free handgun. It's a Springfield Armory XD pistol, and it is a fine, fine pistol. It's against the law for me to hold a pistol in my hand. However, I can tell you that watching somebody else hold it in their hand, it looks like it fit really nicely. Go to frontsight.com today. That's frontsight.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. You're not America-hating.
No,
Mark.
That's...
Anybody that listens to the show for more than a few weeks will come to that conclusion. You got to cut Michael a break and the other folks over there in Norfolk. They're brand new to Free Talk
Live. If it wasn't for new callers, the show just wouldn't be that exciting anyway. I mean, what we really have to do is...
Now, what will happen when we hit 600 affiliates like Rush and we're not expanding anymore? You can't get
it. At that point,
the
people in power will hate us so much that they will call in on a regular basis and berate us for, you know, hating old people or children or whatever it is that they always say about people that want freedom for their lives.
All right, let's go to your phone calls out to the West Coast and Arcata, California, KGOE land. Clayton is on the line. Hello, Clayton.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Clayton?
Oh, well, that guy called up earlier and spoke about Christianity not converting people by the sword, and I just kind of wanted to refute that.
By all means.
I think that guy really should look into what was the Holy Roman Empire, in which much of Europe, almost all of it, in fact, except for a few small places, was in fact converted to Christianity by the sword. And it's obviously overlooking the Spanish Inquisition as well.
Well, the Spanish Inquisition, much smaller geographically, but I'd have to agree that once Constantine converted on the battlefield after seeing a cross in the sky, which, you know, is pretty much happens whenever you kind of squint at the sun, you know, that in fact, yeah, that is Christianity being spread by the sword, and I'm ashamed that I didn't think of that particular the bit of history, considering what I've recently, all the studying I've done on Roman history.
Well, I'm a pagan, so I'm kind of into that how did it dissolve sort of thing.
You hate America.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I don't hate America. I just don't like the government.
You understand, the people, the bumper sticker conservatives out there, if you don't believe their version of Christianity and you don't believe their version of Republicanism,
white Anglo-Saxon Protestant male,
you hate America. I don't know. I'm not willing to say that, you know, I was born a WASP, so no, I'm not willing to say that. But that's what their attitude is.
Oh yeah, and it's silly because the heritage from WASP. I'm not a big, you know, bloodline heritage guy, but the, you know, a lot of those folks tend to be, and you know, their heritage is pagan. Christianity is a religion from the Middle East. I mean, it seems silly, and then we're you know, on this warpath against religions from the Middle East, and I don't get it.
Well, we aren't on a warpath. I'm not on a warpath right
now.
I use the collective we, and it's a bad habit I'm trying to break.
It is. It's so hard to break, isn't it? It's not easy.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
I don't think that there's any more validity to to me being a pagan than there is to me being a Christian than there is to me being a Buddhist. I think you should stick with whatever religion you like and whatever speaks to you. However, I would warn you that if there's a top-down hierarchical kind of scenario in your religion, that it is likely rife with corruption and...
I would agree with you there wholeheartedly.
And gone off the path of what its original intent was entirely.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Thank you for the call, Clayton. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's go ladies first to Natalie, listening to WSC-FM in Charleston. Natalie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, you're on the air. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I'm kind of backtracking, but on the abortion thing.
No problem. Go ahead.
Just how many women do I know that had just had it? They were having unprotected for so long, and it happened, and they were so surprised that it happened, and then they had an abortion. And it's like a form of birth control, and it's disgusting.
I might agree with you that it is disgusting. I think it's sloppy. I think that...
It's lazy. On or take a pill.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy, so I don't have to deal with that stuff.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, exactly. And for me, I mean, you know, $700 for a vasectomy is well worth it. It pays for it in the amount that you'd have to pay for a
They're not lining up to have sex with you anyway.
No, that's true. That's true. But you know, as disgusting and despicable as it is, I still don't think they should be locked up. Do you?
Oh, no, not at all. So many women, it's a legitimate situation, but, you know, personal friends of mine were, it's going to happen, it happens, and then I believe that you are hurting that baby. Studies show it swims away from, you know, what's injected into them, and... Yeah, why make the baby suffer because you're lazy and dumb?
And I think that, to me, what my stand on this is that there are so many people that want that child, that want to love that child.
Oh, my God,
and,
yeah.
You know, the irresponsibility to go out and have sex and then decide that you want to have an abortion because you don't want to carry the child to term that somebody else could, really
Mark,
benefit from.
There are also a lot of babies out there that could use some loving parents right now that have already been born.
Sure.
A lot of, babies from Asia and Africa.
They're
and
really
exactly.
hard to
or
get over
right
here because
here
of governments.
And here in the United States, sure, yeah. But
most,
they might
yeah,
not be
and
white.
I do mentoring, and you know, I did. I don't do it now, but just how many beautiful women, wonderful women, can't have children? I think that's one of God's laws. I've always said that. How many? Why can't these women have children and they have a loving home? And then these slovenly women keep having babies after babies, and they drag. They don't raise them. They drag them up. And it's
thanks.
Sad.
Thank you, Natalie, for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing
thanks
from
so
you.
Thanks so much, guys.
Yeah, when you get a chance, head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Invite you to the Shrine of Female Listeners and any lady listeners out there. Head on over there and see what that's all about. It's a way that we kind of show off the fact that Free Talk Live actually has women listening. Because
the idea in the industry is that, that in fact, women don't listen to talk radio. And we know on Free Talk Live that... They do listen to talk radio, and even more
number
so.
Number one with women in Manchester.
They listen to Free Talk Live even more so. So, shrine.freetalklive.com.
Women 35 to 64 really like us in Manchester, New Hampshire, for some reason.
All across the nation.
I love it. The ladies love Free Talk Live. All right, 800-259-9231. We continue with your calls and go to, I believe Matt is on the line in Illinois. You're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line. Hey, Matt.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, Matt?
I wanted to address this gentleman, too, who was calling in. Railing on the Muslims, and I have a couple of points to make. First off, I've known two Muslims in my life. One was just an acquaintance, the other I would have considered a friend for quite a while. They were both very peaceful, loving people.
Wild-eyed killers?
No, they weren't wild-eyed killers. They were pretty much disgusted with a lot of the things that the extremist Muslims, the quote-unquote extremist Muslims believe, and they told me that a lot of that is propaganda, which I have a tendency to agree with because I've seen how much propaganda is put on by the media.
I'm going to bring it back. I know you had a second point. More with Matt in a moment. 800-259-9231. Whether you want to comment on the Muslim situation or whatever's on your mind, it goes. If you make the call, 800-259-9231. We'll take your calls about anything. That's the point of the program. That's why we call it Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition. Toll free, 800-259-9231.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's AirAndAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
If you're tired of paying too much for gas, diesel, or heating oil, Future Fuel Technologies has the answer you're looking for. It's called FFT Fuel Saver. FFT Fuel Saver is made using a patented formula that helps fuel burn cleaner, resulting in a 10 to 20% increase in fuel efficiency and reduces emissions 30% or more. Each bottle of FFT Fuel Saver will save you money, increase your MPG, improve engine performance, and will treat up to 160 gallons of fuel. When used in your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat, you will feel the results in 20 miles or less. FFT Fuel Saver is registered with the EPA, the Better Business Bureau, is made in the USA, and comes with a money-back guarantee. To start saving money now, visit FutureFuelTechnologies.com. That's FutureFuelTechnologies.com. Or call 1-888-961-6600. That's 1-888-961-6600. FFT, simply the best fuel saver on earth.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-N-O-T-A-X. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program. Time for your calls about whatever you want. You can dial in and bring up anything. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231.
Public policy floats your boat. Learn about public policy by interning at a state or federal policy organization. The Charles G. Koch Summer Fellowship Program includes an opening in the week-long policy seminar, an 8-week paid summer of a internship, a closing seminar, and weekly policy lectures. You can choose from 70 organizations in Washington, D.C., state policy networks, think tanks across the country. Program includes a stipend and a Housing Alliance. Apply by January the 31st at libertarianinternships.com. That's libertarianinternships.com.
And you can join us on Facebook at facebook.freetalklive.com. Add us and become a fan there at facebook.freetalklive.com. Right back to your phone calls. Matt is, I think, still on the line with us here in Illinois. Matt, you had another thought to give us on Muslims. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, the first point that I made was that I think it would behoove everybody, if they can, I mean, I know it's hard to do, but find somebody who's a Muslim and get to know the person. And I think that would help stop a lot of the hatred that I hear.
I agree completely. We have this guy call in sometimes during the week, and he just talks so much hatred towards Jewish people and black people, and he's awful about that.
He's getting better.
He seems to be coming along slowly, and we're trying to explain to him that human beings are just human beings, and everybody's an individual, and that if you're going to judge somebody, you should judge them based on their actions, not what color their skin is. But, there's just this whole mentality that people are a certain way because they happen to have a religious subscription is silly. And I think you're right. I think a lot of that can go away. A lot of that misunderstanding can go away with a little bit of communication. And I think most of the people that talk a bunch of trash about Muslims, like you say, they just don't know them.
Right. If you got to be friends with them, if you got to know them and talk to them, you'd find that they are mostly people. I mean, they just want to go to work, make their money, feed their families, live, a good life just like anybody else. That's just how I feel about it, how most people are. And when he talks about Christians like they're so, holier than thou, and they don't ever hurt anybody, I would remind them of, I know somebody else mentioned the Spanish Inquisition, but there was more than just the Spanish Inquisition. There's been Inquisitions, and these people were tortured until they recanted their religion and became Christians. And the witch hunts, the witch trials.
Yeah, burn the witch.
Christianity is filled with violence. It's got a long history of violence. I know that's not how it was supposed to be. I know Jesus wanted people to love each other, be kind to each other,
supposedly,
respect each other, but that's not how things worked out.
Thanks, Matt, for the thoughts. Yep, go ahead.
I think that the gentleman is a little bit biased and perhaps blinded by, like I said, the propaganda that he's heard, and he needs to actually talk to some people and stop listening to the propaganda.
Well said, sir. Thank you. 800-259-9231.
My favorite is the verse in Judges where Yahweh, the Israeli mountain god there, decides he wants some virgins sacrificed to him from some of the surrounding tribes.
We continue. Corby's on the line in Florida. Corby, you're on Free Talk Live on the Imp Line.
Off, I was going to agree with your last couple of callers that almost every war we've ever had, or over half of them, was religion-based. The Crusades were also very similar, but that ain't why I called. Also, who was it? Which one of you said 100,000 Iraqis were killed, was your estimate?
That's about right.
I think it's a conservative number.
Actually, according to the website iraqibodycount.org, it was 93,870 through 102,424 is their guess. So you were right on the money on the number of Iraqi civilians killed since the war started. So,
and, those include people killed by famine, plague, and pestilence that resulted as the war broke out. And, it's Americans don't want to look at the civilians, the collateral damage caused by these wars, because they know that they are morally culpable. In the same way that if some robber or bad man who did something to my family is running away from my house, and I pull out a gun and I shoot at him as he's running down the street, and I shoot some innocent person, of course I'm culpable for that. Well, that's the same thing as what collateral damage is in war.
Corby, thanks for the thoughts tonight. 800-259-9231. Let's continue and talk to Sam in Maine. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sam.
Goodbye.
What's on your mind tonight, Sam?
Hey, I was wondering if I could just talk about Israel.
Sure, man. Go ahead.
Well, the thing is, I really don't believe that either of them should have, either the Muslims or the Jews should run Israel. I think it should go back to Christianity.
What are you willing to do to get it?
Well,
kill. Right?
Yeah. Well, I think...
Yeah? Well, you'd probably rather have someone else do the killing for you, wouldn't you?
No, I don't think they're killing. I think that since we give the Israelis so much money anyway, shouldn't we be...
You mean the federal government? You mean because the federal government steals money from me to give to the Israelis?
That's right. They take our taxes. They take our taxes and they give it straight to that government, and they don't do anything. They just propagate the cycle of violence.
They're just a client state. You're right.
Yeah, how about instead of stealing money in the first place, we just all keep our money and decide who we want to give it to on our own? How's that sound?
I think that sounds really good.
Cool, man.
But the thing is, though, that our government is right now pretty incompetent.
It always has been, and it always will be, because as long as you steal for a living, you'll never have to do anything appropriately.
Just so you know, so is the Israeli government, and so is the Palestinian government.
Thanks, Sam, for the call tonight. Let's talk to John in Tennessee. John, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there. John in Tennessee going once. You're on the air, John. What's on your mind? You are on the air.
All right, cool. Anyways, I had two issues I wanted to address. The first one, I was wondering if you like mud chips. Out of curiosity.
4chan. Yeah, it's a 4chan
reference. Okay, all right. Anyway, the second issue is you're bashing the government so much and everything like that, but the same government that you bash is the one that gave slaves freedom and as well as the
But you're wrong.
But it took the freedom from the slaves, too.
Well, I mean, at a time when the entire world was buying slavery and stuff like that to do all their labor and stuff like that, that was a tradition, like all the way back into the Egyptians and stuff like that. It wasn't like a new concept to be making people do your manual labor and things of that nature.
Well, don't you think that that same government, now that it extracts wealth from me, if I decide to go out and work, and I could just live on welfare if I chose to, but if I decide to go out and work, they forcibly extract at least 50% of my of the money that I make as a result of the fruit of my labor. And maybe more. It depends on who you listen to.
Well, I mean, I'm a bachelor as well. Like, I understand how much, like, it hurts me because I can't go out and buy more hookers and blow. But at the same time, you know, like, there are other people that are in need and things like that, like families that are starving, families that get knocked out of health care and can't do anything about paying their bills and stuff like that because, you know, dad has cancer and it's
that much is true. And I agree with you, and I think that good people give to their friends and neighbors and the people in their community. However, my question to you is this. First off, the government is the most inefficient organization to be giving these people money.
And they sure take about 70% off the
time. Well, we do have, like, weapons research and other things like that we have to funnel our money into. Like, we do need to keep our country secure, and we do need to be on the top level.
But the illusion, sir, is that that we are being...
I'm a Quaker. I don't believe in violence. Why are you taking my money to do your weapons research?
Well, I mean, other countries are going to develop weapons and stuff like that. It's known that humans will try to, like, take over other cultures
and
stuff
like that. So, you know, that's the sort of the same argument the Southern people used. Who's going to pick the cotton if we don't force the black people to do it? I mean, what you have there is a utilitarian argument.
Not necessarily. I mean, there are people that work hard for their money.
That's utilitarian argument.
You work hard for your money as well.
No, it's
just like there are other people. You can micromanage other people and stuff like that because there are people that want jobs and stuff like that. But we ensure that those people will be able to have money in case that they can't.
Now, what the hell are you talking about?
When you keep saying we, I think what you're referring to is the U.S. federal government. Because I'm all in favor of helping people that need help. I just don't want to be forced to do it. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, I mean, like, you want to keep what you earn and stuff like that, but on the same note, there are people that need help, and it's kind of like a...
I want to choose how I give what I earn away.
Right, I want to be
able
to choose...
Well, you can do that by donating to charities and stuff like that, though.
Sure.
Like, you can write
what I have left after the little programs that you're talking about here, where they take half of my money, I can give the rest of it away if that's what I choose to do, if I can still, you know, live and afford, you know, hookers and blow or whatever it was that you were talking
Sean,
about.
Sean, thanks for the call, and appreciate it. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. Even in these remaining moments, we'll try to sneak your call in. This is Free Talk Live. This is Ian. Have you heard of the Millionaire Patriot? You should. He has a free handgun and 5 days of firearms training waiting for you. That's right. You can attend 5 days of world-class gun training at Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and secure a 30-state concealed weapon permit, all for pennies on the dollar. Plus, if you act fast, the Millionaire Patriot will give you a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice. Now is the time. You and your family need to be armed and trained to levels that exceed law enforcement and military standards. Front Sight provides such training without any boot camp mentality or drill instructor attitudes. And the Millionaire Patriot is paying his own money to help you get it. This is real. Thousands have already taken advantage of it, and you should too. Don't miss out. Secure a Front Sight defensive handgun course plus 30-state concealed weapon permit for pennies on the dollar and get your free handgun. Go to frontsight.com today. That's FrontSight.com. Go to frontsight.com for your training and free gun. Again, that's frontsight.com.
Times are tough, and many of us expect them to get worse. The warning signs have been everywhere for a very long time. Therefore, you have no excuse not to be prepared. If another Great Depression strikes America, how will you excuse your lack of preparation to your loved ones? There are numerous places you can buy freeze-dried food. PatriotFood.com is different because our dried food supplies are not sold in fancy tin cans. Our 25 varieties of bulk food are packaged in heavy-duty, food-grade plastic bags that will last 10 years. While our competition charges $3,000, we ship to you 135 pounds of great bulk food supplies for a fraction of that. Our company is owned by a famous patriot, Big John Lipscomb. I know you can trust him. He's my dad. PatriotFood.com is the wise choice for food insurance.
America is in deep, deep trouble because we don't know our rights. Let's get real freedom back into America by teaching and promoting the Bill of Rights with the 2010 Freedom Calendar. Why? Because our forefathers gave them to us. Because the Freedom Calendar is true patriotism in action. And because if you don't know your rights and use them, you may lose them. The Freedom Calendar is the best educational tool in over 200 years. It shows in detail how to use your rights, how to answer any bureaucrat, how to use your guaranteed rights for true freedom. The Freedom Calendar is the easy way to learn the proper use and function of each of our rights and is perfect for homeschoolers, business promotions, and fundraisers. Order your Freedom Calendar now for just $15, and discounts are available for bulk orders. Call 651-771-5234. Again, 651-771-5234. The Freedom Calendar. Know your rights or lose them. Order now while supplies last. Call 651-771-5234 today.
An A to Z product listing, top 20 bestsellers, and 30% off monthly specials. That's just a few of the many reasons why vitamin, mineral, and herbal supplement shoppers visit RippleCreek.com every day. Listen.
I'm a customer of RippleCreek.com and find it to be one of the best companies of its kind in product, customer service, and speed of delivery, and your prices are great.
RippleCreek.com has the full range of discount vitamins, minerals, and herbal supplements in an easy-to-use A to Z listing. Find everything from amino acids to grapeseed plus to our special colloidal minerals formula with over 99 trace minerals. Yes for women, fun intimacy enhancement cream to zinc. Not sure what your body needs? Click our handy vitamin guide at RippleCreek.com. Choose the low cost online vitamin store where the internet has shopped since 1996. RippleCreek.com. Type in radio ad, and on orders over $40 this month, get a free bottle of our Grape Seed Plus product while supplies last. Hurry to RippleCreek.com today. That's RippleCreek.com.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and FreeTalkLive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. We are wrapping out the show here. Maybe enough time for your call if you make it right now to 1-800-259-9231, but don't get your hopes up. 800-259-9231. Tonight it is Ian with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. You like this whole freedom thing, this freedom idea, liberty, like that? Not really happening where you're at, though, is it? I can tell you it wasn't happening where I was, down in Sarasota, Florida, where I was born and raised. It wasn't much of a liberty movement down there. Everything that there was, pretty much I was responsible for starting. That's a little bit over expressing my involvement, I suppose. But I really didn't feel like there was much happening. So I found out about the Free State Project, and immediately it clicked with me. I thought, wow, this has to be where it's at. And indeed it is. Mark, you and I made the move here to New Hampshire 3 years ago. A little over 3 years at this point for the Free State Project to move ourselves from our old life into this new one here in New Hampshire, surrounded by hundreds of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are actually getting active in ways I've never seen before, and also in the politics side of things, and also in the civil disobedience, non-cooperation side of things, plus media. There's lots of great media being created here. Free Talk Live is just one of those media options. And the Free State Project is a wonderful movement. Come on and learn more about it at freestateproject.org, and then maybe you could come up here and join the fun. freestateproject.org. As we continue with your phone calls, ladies first, Jessica, listening to WSCFM in Charleston. Jessica, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, first of all, just some kudos. I mean, the culmination of events tonight, number one, George Washington said that the government is inherently evil. You know, those two things don't seem like they go together, but he was cerebral. You know, he thought about things, and that's part of, I think, what we as Americans are forgetting, is that our evolution is supposed to be cerebral, not for the next panic pill or for the next...
I'm telling you what, Jesse, I'm going to put you on hold. Maybe you'll come back into a better cell. Your cell phone's getting to the point of unintelligibility. Did I say that right? Anyway, let's continue with Larry listening to WSJM in not Grand Rapids, in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, hey, how you guys doing?
You are in Benton Harbor, right?
Yeah, I am, right.
Excellent, Larry. What's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I got a good signal with you guys.
You sound great. Go ahead.
Okay. Hey, I called you last week about, your issue about the good people being in jail and whatever. And just want to know what you think about this guy in Cleveland.
Guy in Cleveland?
You brought him up the last time.
He spent 15 years in a slammer for rape, and then he got out, and now they found, like, 13 bodies.
Oh,
but hey, that isn't why I'm calling. I'm calling about abortion.
Well, do you want our opinion or not?
Let me give you a scenario.
Okay, fine.
Okay, here we go. Let's say I'm a mother, a single mother, and I've got a five-year-old, and I'm pregnant. I'm saying, man, I can't have both these kids.
Yeah.
And this one here is in dirty diapers. He doesn't listen. So I tell you, I'm going to have a late-term abortion and take out the five-year-old. What's the difference? I'm going to hang up and let you discuss that, okay? Take care.
So what he's suggesting, Mark, is that the mother would be getting rid of the five-year-old, a late-term abortion, as in, taking a hammer, a claw hammer to its head or something like that,
Well, I think it's a very interesting issue, and the courts have always treated mothers, infanticide by mothers, as sort of, although it's horrifying, as sort of less than murder, out-and-out murder.
You mean killing a five-year-old would be less than murder?
Generally they do, because the fact is, who's harmed the very most? The insane person who did the crime.
The five-year-old would be harmed the most?
The five-year-old's dead. Certainly right. Their life was taken, and courts have always, there's always been punishments for these things. However, generally those punishments
aren't... How about the father? I mean, I know it was a single mom, but nonetheless, there could be a dad in the picture still somewhere. Also, how about
grandparents? What are you arguing with me about it? I'm just telling you what
the
courts say.
You're asking the question of who is harmed, and I'm telling you who's harmed.
Look, courts
sure, mom's bad.
Courts have
crazy.
Always looked at children as the women's.
Okay.
And, so they
but that
they,
doesn't answer. Okay, you're answering how the courts say. Now, how does Mark say?
What do I say?
Yeah.
I say it's absolutely insane behavior and something I don't, I don't even like to think about in my daily life. I mean, what do you want from me?
Okay, now.
They're criminals. They're awful people.
So what do you think should happen?
I don't know. What would you do?
That's a tough question.
It's a really tough question. Who
do you
pay recompense to?
Right. I support restitution. And
I like the idea of penal colonies to some extent. Take them out, take her out, and throw her on some island someplace where she doesn't have to deal with the rest of us.
Escape from New York. Have you ever seen that movie?
I think that's about
Kurt Russell?
New York's good for these days.
I think that you've probably got some family members that would definitely deserve some compensation in that case. I mean, you probably got a father somewhere.
A father, certainly.
You've got grandparents.
If she's killing her children, she's crazy.
She is crazy.
She can't work.
That's true. Good point. Yeah,
I mean, she's just frothing at the mouth nuts.
I'd love to hear from some free marketeers on that question, because it's a really tough question.
I see. I don't necessarily subscribe entirely to the free marketeer paradigm simply because I don't believe all the questions have been asked and not enough experimentation has been done.
No, I agree with you, but I think that the marketplace will find the best solutions much better than the one-size-fits-all government
solutions. I think the marketplace takes time to find solutions, yes.
I think the marketplace works a lot faster than government does. 800-259-9231.
Government already has solutions for that.
9231. We're going to try Jessica again. I think we still have her with us. Jessica back in Charleston. Are you there? She's gone. I apologize about that. Let's try instead Richard in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live.
Oh, I am on?
You are on the air, Richard. What's on your mind tonight?
Oh, awesome. Hey, I'm in Pennsylvania. I'm registered to carry, and I've got a house full of guns.
Congratulations.
you're not thinking about doing anything crazy, are you, Richard?
No.
Why would you insinuate that?
Why would he tell me that?
Only if the nigger comes get my guns.
Get off the phones. That's awful. Dump you out for that. So most of that didn't even make it on the air. Too bad for you. Anyway, what that guy was referencing was he was essentially being a racist. And you know what? I've got the dump machine, and I decided to dump him out for that. Because I don't want to hear that stuff.
Yeah.
I'm just not interested in that. It's not a conversation. Saying the N-word over and over again, not intelligent, not a conversation. 800-259-9231. We're here to have conversations.
It doesn't forward anything either.
Right. We're here to have conversations with you. This is talk radio. Okay, so when you call in and you bring something up, we'd like to respond to it. But how do you respond to that? That was just a bad prank call is really all that was. And we like prank calls on Free Talk Live. Don't get me wrong.
If you're good at it.
Yeah, call in with a good prank call. Okay, and then we'll let you know. That's no problem at all. We've had some really great crankers. We've had some characters call this show, people that will call with the same character voice. It's been a long time since we've had a good character call, though, hasn't it?
It's been a while.
Sometimes we have characters call that we don't know if they're really characters or not. They're that good. Maybe they really,
really
are.
Tough.
Like, there's this guy named Jamie in Kentucky that will call every so often, and he's so authentic.
Hey, this is Jamie in Kentucky.
He's so authentic.
I'm living in my grandma's house.
Working at Dollar General. Watching wrestling. Wrestling. And he's so authentic, you wonder, is this guy real? He could be real. He seems so genuine. But he could also be fake. He could also be so brilliantly faked that it doesn't matter. What matters is that it's entertaining. And your call, sir, was not. 800-259-9231. Yaya, listening to WSC-FM in South Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight, Yaya?
Good. I like your station. I listen to you all the time. What I notice, I'm a Muslim, and it's terrible that the guy was a Muslim. He's a killer, you know. It's not right. But then the next day, I see these talk radio people like Schnick. He's saying this guy is the 21st hijack and all this stuff. But then the shooter down in Florida, nobody speaks about his religion. Why is that?
Hey, you know, all I can tell is that they're putting people in groups for no good reason.
Yeah, tell me about being a Muslim. I mean, what are some of the tenets? How do you feel about peace, love, forgiveness?
Oh, it's all about love and peace and submission to the one creator. There's only one creator. There's only one God. But people just try to take that one verse of the Quran that says, fight them. That was the ayat. That verse was revealed when they was at war with the people. You know, it says they're not going to be friends with you. They're your enemy. They're at war with you, you know. And when the prophet went to war in different countries, he was defending himself. People don't tell you that part. You know, they had a treaty. They kicked him out of Mecca. Mecca was his hometown, and he gave birth. He was born there. He had birthright citizenship. He was a leader. And they went in the treaty, and they attacked him. And when they attacked him, he went to war. And he came back, and he was a leader.
So
wherever they went.
So the fighting doctrine is if you're being attacked, you should defend yourself? That's the idea?
Yeah, you got to defend yourself, yeah.
Yeah, that doesn't sound unreasonable to me. So you're not trying to take over, kill your neighbors and all that stuff, huh?
No, people are not going to win, no.
Right, because if Muslims were that way, then there would be killings all the time. There would be bombings all the time, and it's obviously not that way. Muslims are, everyone I've ever talked to, very peaceful, very loving.
Yeah, they seem to me to love their children and want to, you know, make a better life for them.
Thanks. I think it was a great way to wrap out the show, and I thank you for the call, Yaya.
Can I ask you one question?
Oh, boy, real quick, like 5 seconds, go.
When I'm online, I'm trying to get the show. I can't get it.
Okay, well, go to freetalklive.com. We've got archives and live streaming there all the time, 24 hours a day. Thanks for the call, dude. And we are out of time for tonight. We'll be back on Monday night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com. Have a great weekend.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at celebrationcorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate any time with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm pleased to announce a completely new and exciting way to listen to your favorite GCN Live program on your telephone. Simply by calling 712-338-7200, you'll be hearing your favorite GCN Live programs in seconds. Tune into all of our channels. I have made sure that everyone who wants to hear GCN Live will have the opportunity to do so. Call to listen at 712-338-7200. That's 712-338-7200. Thanks again for listening to GCN Live.